is Decoding the Crime Verse.
911, what's your emergency?
Someone truck boiling an X-ray 985 should come back up any moment.
Welcome to Decoding the Crime Verse.
Nerlini is upset, and I'm upset with her. She chose the most awful topic in the history of topics.
So what happened was that I knew the name, but I didn't know what he had done. So I said, let's Google this guy and find out what on earth he's done. Because I've heard his name many times before. Can I just add that when your topics made us angry, you said, but it's a crime show.
You know what? But that was not both of us angry. That was you just being grossed out.
Yeah, I was really grossed out.
This is both of us angry.
Edward Keane were both grossed out.
Yeah, but I still wasn't like angry we did the topic. This one, I literally was doing the research and I was like, I'm going to, you know, Lean is, yeah, we're not friends anymore.
If you don't know who we're talking about, because you haven't read the title. I don't know why you do that. You're talking about Charles Manson?
Yeah.
Do you want to tell us about Miles?
Not really. let's just do an impromptu thing. I don't know. I'm joking. By the end of this, you're going to understand why we hate this man so much. So Charles Miles Manson was an American criminal and cult leader. In the mid-1967, he formed what became known as the Manson Family, a quasi-commune based in California. His followers committed a series of 9 murders at 4 locations in July and August 1969. Although the motive for the murders was disputed by Manson, the Los Angeles County District Attorney believed that he intended to start a race war. In 1971, he was convicted of first-degree murder and conspiracy to commit murder for the deaths of 7 people, including the film actress Sharon Tate. The prosecution contended that while Manson never directly ordered the murders, his ideology constituted an overt act of conspiracy. So basically, he would bring these people into his cult and make them kill for him. Basically, but we'll get into the details. But we've got a story. It is made up, but it's to it's to give you an idea of what was going on in the girls' heads, because he basically brainwashed them and gave them a whole bunch of drugs and made them do his bidding.
Yeah.
So
flower power.
One way to put it. So Nolene is going to read the story.
So it had been 4 months since Emily Swartzen had set foot on Span Ranch, and she had been introduced to this incredible Charles Manson. It was her friend Sally West who had showed her this freedom. These words. Surrounded by other confident women and green hills.
Nolene carried on. Remember, this is someone who's been brainwashed.
Yes.
That is why.
I'm starting to wonder if you were brainwashed when you're writing this. I'm joking. Surrounded by other confident women and green hills, Emily was able to live under the bright Californian sky. Emily made her way to the main hill for the daily.
Can you read, Nolene? Are you fine?
I'm not. This man is disorientating me in my English.
carry on?
She made her. She made her way to the main hall for the daily Manson talk. It was her favorite part of the day, getting ready. Getting to watch her savior on stage. Hear him speak. The thought of being a part of something big, something that would change the course of history, filled her with excitement. The hall was filled with so many sisters milling around as they waited for the head of the family. Emily found Sally and took her seat. The room was nothing special, just an old barn converted into a meeting space. But it wasn't the room that was important. It was the people and the ideas inside it. Tex Watson appeared on stage. Emily and the girls around her all got their knees. Listen,
okay,
today
you know what? Do you need glasses?
Like, I think I do. Emily and the girls around her all got to their knees as their messiah entered. He walked through with such grace, his long brown hair falling gently on his shoulders. Any person who had seen the pictures and paintings of Jesus Christ would know the resemblance was undeniable. Emily is still in repentance for her skepticism at first. When Sally told her about this haven, she had been in disbelief. But she met Charles Manson. He spoke with such grace, such authority, that she had dropped to her knees in tears. Now she would follow him to the ends of the earth. My children, he said, rise. All the girls took their seats, eager to hear what he had to teach them today. Today is the day I have promised you. That day, the day my plans are revealed. A gasp of excitement left Emily's lips, mirrored mirrored by many other women in the room. This was it. This was her time. She was going to change the world.
You know, when I had envisioned this, I had envisioned it so much more somber. Well, yeah, so basically they were brainwashed. So, I mean, they weren't thinking straight. It was like, you know, the Nazi soldiers were given pills every day with their breakfast.
Yeah.
So that when they were told to kill someone, they didn't argue. They just went, okay, I'll shoot them. Bah, done. So the same thing is kind of happening here because Mans was insane.
Yeah.
So we are dealing with Charles Miles Maddox. He was actually born Maddox.
Like a Miles, just saying.
What does he look like? A lunatic. That's what it looks like.
Or
he was born on the 12th of November 1934 and died on 19th of November 2017, and it was due to colon cancer. He killed 9 people by approximation, and he attempted at 1 kill himself, raped 2 people, and was also charged with 4 accounts of arson, which is setting fire to things on purpose.
Yeah. Yes.
So the first thing we're going to do is we're going to look at his background, who he is, what happened to him, and let me tell you, his past is very traumatic.
Yeah.
So he was actually, like we said, he was charged with murder, but he didn't actually kill people. He got people to kill for him.
Yeah.
Okay. Because he had created this cult called the Manson family, and a cult comes, the word comes from the Latin word cultures, which means to worship, cultivate, or promote growth. Okay. Cult leaders are, their whole purpose is to like promote growth of seed in their little seedlings and hope that flowers grow. That was literally what Wikipedia said.
Flower power.
Okay. And in some cases, weeds. And if you actually listen to Manson, you can see he had this whole thing about nurturing. So if you listen to his interviews, which you can get online. I mean, the one thing he said is, when I stand up on a mountain and say, do it, it gets done. He also said about his flock/children, I don't teach them. I just try to help them stand up. Okay. But now, so we're not going to get into his history. So like we said, he was born on the 12th of November, 1934, and his full name is Charles Miles Maddox. So Manson actually wasn't his birth name.
Yeah.
In fact, on his birth certificate, it says no name Maddox, because his mom actually hadn't named him yet.
Yeah.
So technically his name is no name. That's quite sad. I'm not
going
to lie.
That is quite sad. Can't they put something in the meantime?
Yeah.
Being no name.
I'm surprised that they actually gave a birth certificate, but that's
good.
Okay. So he was born to Kathleen Maddox, who was 16 at the time. She had left home when she was 15, as she had run away from her parents. The exact reason is unknown, but there's speculation that it was, we know those, one of those strict, very strict, like religious Amish type of houses type of thing. So that was the speculation. She then became a prostitute and an alcoholic and was in and out of jail for her whole life. In fact, she even tried to sell her child for beer.
This child's boy.
Yeah.
Okay. She was like, if you give me a beer, I'll give you the
kid. No. Listen, this is what Manson wrote in his book or whatever he wrote. In his own words, he writes that his mom was at a restaurant and the waitress made a comment about the cute baby, and she said she wished she had one of her own, to which Kathleen replied, a pitcher of beer and he's yours. Charles says that the waitress bought the beer and the mom drank it and left the child there. And then several days later, the uncle had come looking for him to take him home.
I'd be like, I bought this child.
But are you ready to now look after a whole child?
You can take the child back.
Like what? Okay. Manson said his mom was not a teenage horror story. She just wanted freedom. And now she had this child. And I mean, she'd run away from home and that kind of stuff. Kathleen then met William Mason, and Charles took on his surname. But the relationship didn't last long and they got divorced. Okay. And when Charlie was 5, his mother tried to rob someone and was arrested. So then he had to go live with his aunt and uncle and cousin. And she went to jail. She then got out of jail and took her son back.
This is very...
To be honest, she's not a very fit mother.
It's not a very stable childhood.
Okay, they spent 2 years moving around, living in cheap motels, and by the time Charles was already a petty criminal, okay? When he reached 12 years old, his mother tried to send him to a Catholic school for bad kids, but he ran away, and his list of crimes just grew longer and longer and longer. He stole cars, he was running an underground casino, at 18 he was caught raping a little boy at knife point and was sent to a federal reformatory, and was then charged with 3 more offenses after that. He then got out of prison, married, and had a child, but his wife filed for divorce a year later. The same year, Charles started pimping out 16-year-old girls. Okay? He then married a prostitute. This man's life is a...
This man is crazy. If you are his first wife, don't you look for a criminal record.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, like, I'm not marrying you until I know what you've done in your past.
This girl also then divorced him when he got imprisoned again, and it was in prison when he fell in love with Scientology and music, okay? He then learned to play the guitar, and he wrote some original songs, okay? And his dream was then to become some famous musician.
Yeah.
Okay? And then in 1967, he actually, he was released, and he headed to San Francisco, and then he started this whole cult thing. And the first girl to fall for his tricks was Mary... Is that...
Bruna,
okay. Okay, she apparently became obsessed with Charming Charlie, as she called him, and even quit her job, okay, and then helped enlist people into the family. Now, the same thing happened with Jeffrey Epstein, where he would get girls in and get them to bring their friends along. So the same type of thing was happening here. Because if you think about it, it's now, oh, it's another girl, I mean, I can trust her, type of thing. Okay, this little cult started basically with this little man playing his guitar, making prophecies, and it grew into this huge family. Okay, he collected mainly young women, okay, and he became their self-proclaimed messiah. And many of them actually believed that Charles Manson was Jesus Christ. Okay, if you look at him, he's got, well, if you look at the old Renaissance painting,
yeah,
it looks similar. Okay, and that's what they were taught, and that's what was drilled into them over and over again. It's this whole thing of brainwashing you.
Yeah.
I mean, Hitler said you tell a lie often enough and people will start to believe it.
Yeah.
And that's literally, and especially when they're young. It was another thing why, for example, Hitler, Napoleon, what they did is they got into the schools. They taught their ideals in the schools from early on.
Yeah.
Because then the kids have grown up with that. The kids have grown up, oh my soul, Jews are bad. It's fine. They're their enemy. We'll kill them. It's fine. So the same thing happens here. Get them when they're young and brainwash them, basically. And during this time, okay, he even made a song with Dennis Wilson, who was part of the Beach Boys, which actually helped him gain musical influence because he used to write songs and then distribute them, and that would kind of draw people into his cult. Okay, and many of his followers then moved to his ranch in California. Listen, I looked at pictures. You would not catch me dead there. Hell no.
It really isn't anything you'd want to
It's not even like he made it special. It's like an old barn. I'm not even kidding.
But they were on drugs. So for them, true, wherever they stayed.
I mean, no thank you. Okay. He then actually had married Mary, which was the first girl who he brought into the cult, and she had his third son. And at some point, it's speculated that the cult had over 100 members.
Can you imagine being this man's child? Like, why?
And you see, the thing is, I mean, I was watching a documentary by 60 Minutes Australia, and it had like some interviews with the girls. They're cooked in the head.
Yeah, they really
absolutely
are.
Absolutely. They're like, oh, if you can kill, then you must kill. It's not wrong. I was like, man, what? And then the same girl was like, no, he made us feel beautiful. I was like.
And when they were arrested, okay, they were walking down the hall singing.
No, we're going to get to what they did later on.
I actually really
can't.
They were
absolutely crazy. They were brainwashed to the point of psychiatric break. Like, yeah. I'm not even kidding. Like, I was horrified at the interviews. Even the interviews with him, the way he was like, "I have magic powers." I was like, "This man is cooked."
He has no regret. He's like, "Why should I regret anything?"
And he's like, then the one thing is like, "There's no such thing as pain." And I was like,
I meet you, I like, run.
Absolutely insane. Like, yeah. I was literally just watching the videos and I was like, what on earth cracked? No. So we're going to look at, because I mean, yeah, sure, there's lots of cults in the world and you get some that I think it's weird, but you get some that aren't necessarily violent. I mean, you did get one. There was one where they did like a mass suicide. I remember the whole cult just like killed themselves.
Yes, I remember that.
So you do get some, but we're going to, because his actually got pretty violent. Okay. So Manson had heard the song by the Beatles. Is that Helter Skelter?
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know said song. I don't know what it sounds like. on their album. And he thought that it was about an apocalyptic race war. Okay, guys. When you listen to a song, I'm pretty sure it's not telling you that now we're going to have war.
Like, what on earth?
Especially the Beatles, when they were in the time of hippies where it was all peace and love and I mean, it's... I mean, that was the whole time of the anti-war movement.
It was, yeah.
So, like... He believed that the song related back to the Book of Revelation and the Four Horsemen of the Apocalypse, okay? Paul McCartney, who wrote the song, later said he just wanted a really loud and heavy song. He was like, I don't understand what this guy is talking about.
I didn't tell him that, I promise.
Manson interpreted the whole thing and arrived at the conclusion that they needed to kill everyone, okay? And how he thought this was going to happen was a race war, okay? I mean, okay. So Matt, what he was going to do is he planned for the Manson family to basically start this war. What it would happen was that he would put the blacks against the whites. The blacks would kill the whites. Then his family would come out of hiding and control the blacks. That is his goal.
Can I ask a question? If they've killed so many white people, what makes him think when they come out, they'll be like, oh, okay, control
us.
He has more to kill. We forgot those ones.
I mean, like, please tell me how 1 + 1 is equaling 2. Like, because it's not.
I know you did, but like, man.
So that was the whole thing, was that he was going to go into hiding. There was going to be this full-on race war, and then he was going to control the people that were left. Because that, yes.
Yeah, because that makes sense.
Makes so much sense. I wonder, do you think he just thought about, like, America? Or, like, the whole world?
I think he thought about America.
What happens to the other races?
In the movies, America is the whole world.
Actually,
everything happens in America.
Aliens attack America. the plague starts in America. Everything happens.
The world ends in America.
So probably. Okay. So he wanted this Armageddon to take place, and to ignite this war, they needed to start by killing some white people and making it look like a bunch of black people had done it.
Yeah.
Basically, that was the whole aim. Okay, so this now that they went on like a 48-hour killing spree, and Manson ordered his followers to murder everyone at 10050 Celio Drive in North Beverly Hills. Okay, and this became known as the Tate murders.
Yeah.
Okay, Tex Watson, who was a devoted follower, went along with 3 women from the Manson family, okay? The house was a former residence of a record producer named Terry Mulcher, okay? Someone who Manson didn't like because he had refused to give Manson a record deal, okay? So then Manson told them they needed to destroy everyone and in the most gruesome way possible. And let me tell you,
that is exactly what they did.
That is exactly what they did.
It always starts off with, like, someone hating someone. It's always revenge.
Oh, my way.
Like, okay, these cult leaders.
Who was living there at the time was an actress, Sharon Tate, and she was there with 3 friends, and they were all murdered. Sharon Tate was actually 8.5 months pregnant, okay, which makes me even more angry, okay? Time magazine reports the killings were so brutal that it shocked the police, okay? And actually, I got a quote from one of the police officer that arrived first on scene, and he said, "It was horrific. I mean, yeah, it is one of the worst things I've ever seen. I've never seen that many dead bodies in one place before. It was just horrible." Okay. Tate was found tied to another man. Okay. Both of them had been slashed repeatedly, and Tate was missing a breast, and there were bullet holes all over the house, and there was just blood everywhere. Okay, this started this now, this 48-hour killing spree, to the point where the city was on lockdown.
Yeah. Okay?
People had bought new alarms, new guns. People were literally not leaving their houses. They were like freaking out. Yeah. Okay, the next day, so after the Tate murders, okay, Manson and members of the family went looking for more victims, okay, and they found the supermarket executive and his wife, okay. They were woken up in the middle of the night and tied up by the intruders, and they were stabbed multiple times. One girl stuck a fork in the supermarket's guy's stomach and then a knife in his neck, okay. Then the girls cut open his stomach, took his blood, and on the refrigerator and wall wrote the words, "Death to pigs, rise and helter skelter." Okay, that's disgusting.
That is very disgusting.
Disgusting. The wife was stabbed 41 times. 41 times.
This was demonic. You have to be
41 times.
I mean, if you look at the fork and the knife that was plunged into them after they died,
41
times.
So that
is just
a whole. Okay, can I be honest? Why 41? Could we not leave it at 40? Why must we have this odd number? I'm just saying, okay?
Is that the only thing that, like,
I can't do things if they're not multiples of five. It irritates me. So the 41 is a...
I'm glad you weren't one of them, because you'd have been like, 41! Oh no, I have to stab you four more times! Terrible.
You're making me sound... Okay, you know what? No, it's fine. Okay, so after that, they kind of... So now they thought, now, oh, we've triggered this whole race war. It didn't happen, clearly. You can check your history books.
Yeah.
It's not there. Okay. And ironically, the Manson family were not arrested for the suspicion of the Tate, LaBianca murders, but simply because they had vandalized a portion of the Death Valley National Park, okay, while they were hiding in the desert. They weren't even arrested for these murders. They were arrested because they had vandalized. Okay. It was then in 1969, the county sheriff had taken them into custody, not realizing he'd actually caught the people responsible for these hideous murders, okay? But it was the confession of Susan Atkins, which then led the detectives and the cops to realize that it was Manson and his followers who were now responsible for the killings, okay? Various motivations were examined during the trial, and the most feasible one was Manson's pathological ego. Okay, he was insane, okay, with this belief of Armageddon, okay, and he believed in just leaving this trail of destruction, okay, and he believed that, okay, now listen to this, he believed that after this whole race war there would have been a nuclear bomb and him and his family would have been safe to come out again.
This guy is crazy.
What? Sorry, what?
This guy is
please
actually
please go see your therapist or take your meds. My soul. Okay. Now listen to the. During his trial, he released an album titled "Lie" to raise money for his defense. Okay. He
Who
then got media attention by carving an X into his forehead. Some of the girls who followed him then also carved this X into his forehead, which then actually later on turned into being a swastika, which was the Nazi symbol.
Yeah.
Okay. Throughout the trial, whenever the killers were put on stand, they would giggle, okay, and continually exchange these like funny looks or like smiles at Manson, okay, and showing no remorse. How brainwashed do you have to be? You are giggling on the stand while you're being accused of murder.
And such a brutal murder.
One where you stab someone 41 times and you're laughing.
No, they really
like you were brainwashed. I don't think you have sanity left. I'm just saying. Okay. And even throughout the court process, he was controlling the woman, saying that they should disrupt the court process however they can. Okay. Whatever they can do. Okay. He even tried to hypnotize a witness and a former policeman.
The policeman said he looked at him and he was giving him these funny eye looks. And he laughed because he's like, and everyone was like, don't look at him, don't look at him. He's going to hypnotize him. Like,
imagine sitting there and you just get this guy like staring at you.
That's
so
funny.
Guys, this guy.
And he was such a tiny man.
Psychotic break, schizophrenia, any mental disorder on the planet.
Everything.
Manson had it. Okay. He even tried to attack a judge. Okay, declaring that the judge should have his head cut off.
The picture is very funny. You see him leaping in the air and everyone going, no!
I haven't seen the picture. I must go look at the picture.
Well, it's a sketch.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay, you must, guys, also go look at a picture of this guy. He just looks insane.
Yeah, he does.
He does look insane, okay? Right, and then on March 29th, 1971, Manson and some of his cult members received the death penalty. However, the next year, the death penalty was abolished in the state of California, so they were just given life in prison. Manson died of cardiac arrest related to colon cancer on the November the 19th, 2017 at 83, and other members have died and some are still in prison.
One recently got released.
I'm so angry.
In 2019.
I am so angry. She should have died right there in prison.
Everyone, they're trying to overturn the decision.
I'm sorry. Oh, this woman, I don't care how, she shouldn't even have been, I honestly think they should have been thrown in loony bins.
Yeah.
No, but don't prisons have like a psych ward?
I think so.
I think some prisons have a psych ward.
But she's leaning on the fact that she was underage, she was young, she was hypnotized, she did
you
not know what she was doing.
You stabbed someone 41 times. I don't care.
Yeah.
Suffer. Because that is, no. Honestly, guys, if you literally, if you Google his interview, it's like watching, he's the most disillusioned.
And he's proud of his actions. He's 100%
proud. The one
proud.
Time he was screaming at the interviewer, being like, no, you don't understand. You don't, he even stood up and he was like, you don't understand. He's crazy. Absolutely insane. But to be fair, I don't think his like childhood. And I mean, when you are literally no name Maddox on your birth certificate.
Yeah. Shame.
I mean, shame you've had a rough childhood. And I mean, your mother sells you for some beer.
And she doesn't even come back for you. Your uncle has to come.
So I mean, Maddox. Like, but still,
no, it's still a lot though. I mean, people go through tough times in life, but you could either like do this or like
You can either keep going on or you can just go psychotic, which
he chose to go psychotic.
He really. And I mean, like I said, we said at the beginning, I mean, I knew his name. I'd heard of Charles Manson.
Yeah.
But I mean, I didn't, I thought he was just a serial killer. I was very, 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 very mistaken. Very mistaken. You can thank for Nolene for this topic. She always moans at me that I choose these awful topics. What is this?
So
you and your Jeffrey Epstein.
But it's a crime. How are we not going to do Charles Manson?
I know, but still.
You're not proud of myself?
You made me sit and research. I had to sit and listen to all these interviews and look at the pictures.
This man is crazy.
No, he really was. But again, I'm very much a psychotic breaker. There's no way he was thinking normally.
Yeah.
No way. Absolutely no. I refuse. Because if that's normal, then I've clearly lost it. But I think we can leave it at that for this time.
Yeah. Sorry for the topic.
Yeah.
People.
Blame Nolene. It wasn't me this time. But now until next time.
No mourners.
No funerals.
Like what you're listening to? Follow us on Gab and Twitter at ActiveFM, Instagram at ActiveFM777, and Facebook at /ActiveFM. ActiveFM. Radio has never been better.